Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Monday, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters when we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Over the weekend, a tremendous sports story. The Maple Leafs and the Carolina Hurricanes. In the NHL, Carolina has two goalies go down. James Reimer goes down, the starter. And then Peter Mrazek. Yes, Mrazek also goes down, which means in the building there is an emergency goalie. He's available for both teams. Carolina needed him. His name was David Ayers, 42 years old, and is a Zamboni driver. He gets in this game and immediately gives up the first two shots, two goals. Looks like it's going to get ugly. From there on, stops eight shots, makes eight saves, and gets the win. He is the oldest player ever at 42 to make his NHL debut and is the first star of the game. The Hurricanes, and he get the win. What a story. David Ayers joins us this morning on the show after his Cinderella weekend. David, you floating on air? What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I am pretty much floating on air right now, and not much sleep, that's for sure.
Yeah, I could imagine, man. So walk us through how this works. Where do you actually watch the game from during those games?
Yeah, they give me a ticket and an all-access pass, and for the last 3 years, this is what I've been doing with these guys in Toronto, and I actually stand at the top of the rink in the same spot every time. So if I do get called down, I go down and just grab my gear, and I usually get half-dressed and sit there and watch the game.
So do you stand at the same place out of superstition, or that's where your ticket is?
No, pretty much superstition. You know, just I guess creature of habit, just get into that spot and grab a sandwich and watch the game.
So you grab a sandwich from the concourse, and you just sit there and you watch it as a fan because you couldn't try to get yourself amped up for every game, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's the one thing about it, and I found that actually probably the hardest part about the game on Saturday is that you're not expected to go in, and you don't think it's going to happen. So you're not prepared. You just want to go there and watch the game.
And how many times were you lined up to be an emergency goalie before you finally got in this weekend?
This was my fourth time. It's two other times this year, one for Toronto, one for Detroit. And this was ended up being the third time. The other two, obviously, I got half-dressed and just watched the game.
And how does the process work? Do you apply to be an emergency goalie and then the NHL reaches out to you, or do the Maple Leafs reach out to you?
Yeah, so I've been with the Maple Leafs organization for 8 years now. And I've been basically a practice goalie for them for the last 8 years with the Toronto Marlies and the Toronto Maple Leafs. So they knew me really well, and they just wanted me to be the emergency goalie. So kind of stumbled into it.
That's amazing. David Ayers joins us here on the show. What happens if you're in as the emergency goalie and then the Maple Leafs needed one as well? Who's their emergency goalie then if you're in?
I don't know. I think they kind of don't expect that to ever happen, and I'm sure they would have to put a player in that or somebody that they have in the building with some goalie experience.
What's the first two shots like when you get in there and finally face them? Is it just a blur?
Yeah, the first shot, it was a screenshot, and I didn't get to see all of it until it was basically in the net. And the second one just was a bad bounce and right onto a Toronto stick. And I looked up, and I'm like, come on, make a save. This is two goals and two shots. This is not a good look.
Yeah, and it's only the second period, right?
Yeah, it could have been a long night, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at this, oh, my God, it could be a 10-goal night. And instead, you totally settle down. You said that guys in your team on the Hurricane said, hey, man, just have fun, and that totally calmed you down, right?
Right. It was great because they just wanted me to have fun. They knew that this wasn't my full-time job. I'm not the full-time goalie for them or any NHL team. But they know that I skate with the Maple Leafs quite often, and they know that I can stop the puck. So They just said, come over here, let's get this thing going and stop the puck. Don't worry about what's going on. Don't worry about the crowd. Just we'll get out there, we'll score a couple goals, and then we'll get the win. So we ended up doing it. It was great.
So you have 8 saves in a row. Do you start going into a zone?
Yeah, actually, when I came out for the third period, I felt nice and calm, and I felt ready to go and make a couple of saves. And, yeah, I got into a zone there. I wanted some more shots, actually.
That is really amazing. And not to bring up, you know, the ghost of your past, but I'm looking at this stat when you were in the Allen Cup Hockey League with the Norwood Vipers.
Yeah.
And with the Norwood Vipers, you were 0-8 with 58 goals given up. That's an average of 7 goals per game you gave up for the Norwood Vipers. How do you go from giving up 7 goals a game in the Allen Hockey League to shutting out the Maple Leafs in the third period?
Yeah, that's definitely a different level of hockey for sure. It was fun playing with Norwood. They're great guys, and I had a good time. Our team struggled a little bit that year, obviously, but great guys. And I guess I improved a little bit over the 5 years there, and I got lucky to make a couple saves and get a win.
That is so cool. Okay, so on. Your full-time job is, or one of your full-time jobs, is Zamboni driver, right?
Yeah, so I used to. I haven't done a full-time Zamboni gig for the last 5 years. So I'm operations manager at the old Maple Leaf Gardens, actually. So I don't drive very often, and maybe, you know, once a week or so I get on the Zamboni just to stay fresh. But, yeah, I'm not full-time Zamboni anymore.
Look, you can't get rusty when you drive the Zamboni, right? You got to stay fresh.
It's true. If you miss a spot, the ice isn't perfect, right?
So take me through, what's the secret to the perfect sheet of ice when you're driving the Zamboni?
It's kind of a science, actually. If you ask any Zamboni driver, they'll tell you that it's not just go out there and do laps and put a lot of water down. So you got to hit the right spots. You got to use the right amount of water. You got to cut off the right amount of ice. So it's definitely an art. The guys love it. I know all the Zamboni drivers that I know, they all want to make sure they don't miss any spots out there.
Does every Zamboni driver take the same pattern around the rink, or can you have an individual pattern?
Oh, you can definitely change it up. I know guys that go the opposite way, and sometimes they'll do two laps before they go up the middle, or one lap before they go up the middle. Everyone changes it up, and it's good to change it up.
And would you change it up to help out the luck of the team, or just out of your own, like, lack of boredom, you just want to change it up?
Yeah, it could be a little bit of both. You know, it's some guys are superstitious and they want to keep it the same way all the time. But it's also good for the ice to change it up too.
What sandwich did you eat before you got into this game?
I had a Reuben sandwich, actually. And that's my kind of go-to at that place.
Okay, so it's a good Reuben there, huh?
Oh, it's great.
That's amazing. So when you get into that game and you end up finishing that game, your payment is $500 and you get to keep the jersey. Is that right?
So the payment part, I didn't get the $500. I'm not sure where that came from, but that's just it was kind of a miss, I guess.
Oh.
But the jersey, absolutely. And like I said before, the money, you know, I'm not concerned about the money. For me, the memory is being on the ice and making saves. So
yeah, no doubt. But is it volunteer work then, or is it shift rate?
Kind of. It's more of like a volunteer sort of thing.
So do you have to fight out other guys to be in line? Because I would imagine for every weekend warrior that's played hockey in his life, he would love to be the emergency goalie for an NHL game.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got lucky, I guess, with Maple Leafs.
Now, you grew up in Ontario, so I'm guessing you're a Leafs fan?
I grew up a Bruins fan, and then I became a Leafs fan when I got into the organization.
Okay, so now that you played for the Hurricanes, are you going to become a Hurricanes fan a little bit?
Absolutely.
I mean, at this point, you have an actual jersey and have played with those guys.
Yeah, no, they're great the whole time, too. So I'm excited to go down there and go to the game tomorrow.
What was the post-game celebration like?
It was good, you know, a little shower and a lot of fun.
So they crack some beers open for you or something?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. I was hoping, you're Canadian. I would hope there's. But
yeah, absolutely.
I think I did hear that you're not really a drinker, right?
Not really. I had my kidney transplant, so I don't really drink too much.
So that's another part of this amazing story. You had your kidney transplant. How long ago was that?
15 years.
And did you think at that point in time that your hockey career was over?
Yeah, definitely. You're kind of more concerned about your life and your well-being at that point. You're not necessarily worried about what hockey's going to be at this point. So
how long?
I just had to
Yeah, sorry to cut you off. How long was it between the surgery, the kidney transplant, and when you got back on the ice and could compete?
It was probably a good year. I was supposed to go down to play in Texas, and I couldn't. I wasn't ready to go yet, but it was probably a good year before I got back on the ice and got ready to go.
That's incredible. And your kidney transplant, your kidney was donated to you by your mom, right?
Yeah, definitely. She was the donor, and we got it moving, and it took about a year from the time I got sick to the time I had it.
Unbelievable. David Ayers joins us this morning here on the show. And this is not a joke. Has anybody reached out to buy the rights to your life for a film or a book?
No, not really. There's been rumblings for sure, but nothing serious, that's for
okay.
sure.
All right. Well, I tell you, you got to keep eating Reubens, man.
Yeah.
As many Reubens as possible.
Well, I gotta keep the weight down, right? As you get older, I gotta keep the weight down.
This is such a cool story, buddy. Congratulations on an amazing night and an amazing weekend, and I thank you so much for the time.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You got it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.